Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
President Joe Biden is a foul stench of a human being. Not only has the puppet-in-chief of the free world reportedly defecated on himself on numerous occasions, his raucous flatulence has become an epic global embarrassment.
Cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost?
No one batted an eye when eight women alleged that Biden either touched them inappropriately or violated their personal space in ways that made them uncomfortable.
I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. But I'll always believe governing, quite frankly, life for that matter, is about connecting.
While Tara Reid's recount of Biden's sexual assault would have blindsided any political legacy.
She says in 1993, Mr. Vice President, that you pinned her against the wall and reached under her clothing and penetrated her with your fingers. Would you please go on the record with the American people? Did you sexually assault Tara Reid?
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
So we were alone in this corridor, and he said my name, and then the next thing I knew, he pushed me and up against the wall. He kind of pushed, moved his body towards me, and then he used his knee to separate my legs. He said, I want to f*** you. And he was whispering in my ear, and he was kissing me, and I was trying to get away from him. And then when I pulled away, he had taken his hands and put them down my skirt, and taken one hand and penetrated me with his fingers.
But we now live in an era of total mind control where Biden can get away with anything. Even the allegations of molesting his own daughter. A year ago, a diary of Ashley Biden surfaced and was confirmed as authentic by the New York Times and the FBI. In it, Ashley describes drug abuse and affairs as well as inappropriate showers with her father, Joe Biden. She also asks herself the question, have I been abused? And replies with, I think so.
When you look at these photographs that are disgusting and horrible, the Chinese had every single one of them. Chinese have every single one, probably 10 times more. Because what the Chinese government has been doing, and a country that's totally undefended against this, is setting Biden up, putting him in a position where he's totally compromised. They've now given him so much money, he's totally compromised. They now have pictures of his son doing things that I can't describe. Some of which are illegal.
Apparently, this dark family secret isn't just relegated to Joe, as was evident in text messages from Hunter Biden over alleged family child abuse. The FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice for the Southern District of New York City will now cover it all up.
I woke up to a pre-dawn raid, banging on my door. I went to the door to answer the door, and there were 10 FBI agents with a battering ram. White blinding lights. They turned me around, handcuffed me, and threw me against the hallway. I was partially clothed in front of my neighbors. They confiscated my phone. They raided my apartment. On my phone were many of my reporter's notes, a lot of my sources unrelated to this story, and a lot of confidential donor information to our news organization.
The search warrant has misprison of a felony, accessory after the fact, and transporting material across state lines as the basis for raiding the home of a journalist and seizing his work papers and journalist's notes.
But journalists everywhere have to rise up, because we broke no laws here. They can do it to me, they'll do it to anybody.
More recently, when Donald Trump's tax returns were stolen, Did the DOJ go and the FBI go barging through the doors of journalists at the New York Times? Of course they didn't.
John, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system. 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue. 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. And we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus. So it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the new world order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Healthy society is built upon the balance between competition and cooperation, where cooperation is often simply not harming each other. Today's laws, based on Christian ideology, compel us to restrain our animal selves. Satanism is the opposition to this balance. It seeks to destroy Christian ideology so that the law is written by the ruthless, because ruthlessness is their only advantage. In a healthy society, those who seek to feed off of others are forced into hiding. But today, they are hiding no more. After decades of it being injected into pop culture media, we are becoming all too familiar with the satanic rituals these miscreants love to celebrate. Whatever actually happened at Travis Scott's Astro World Festival, it was clearly designed as a satanic ritual. There are different names of gods who demand human sacrifice, but Moloch has been the most popular. And we can see the obvious depiction at Astroworld, where people could symbolically volunteer to ritually sacrifice themselves into the mouth of Moloch. But the real symbolism can be seen on stage. The spiraling portal, with non-human entities and flames emerging from it. The same ritual we've seen at the Gothard Base Tunnel opening ceremony in 2016, where a portal was opened and demonic entities were unleashed. The same ritual made famous by Aleister Crowley, the birth of the Antichrist, the Amalantra working, the cross being fed into the portal of hell. In other words, the death and destruction of humanity as we know it. The coal. Depopulation. 8 people died and dozens were rushed to the hospital, with at least 11 suffering from heart attacks. Victims as young as 9 years old. Videos show several people having seizures and collapsing. A security guard claims that someone stuck him with a syringe, and rumors have resulted that people were drugged. But isn't it more likely, given that these are the same reactions we have been seeing from the experimental jabs, that they are one and the same? Statistically speaking, if you get enough of the vaxxed in one place, injuries like this will occur. The entire world has become rife with human sacrifice, and these rituals are likely meant to give themselves the illusion of legitimacy. But they are merely the rotten parasites in an otherwise humane world. The real concern is that their anti-human culture is going mainstream. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese. We'll be right back.
2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and you just saw Greg Reese's new report that just went live about an hour ago. It's at band.video and freeworldnews.tv. Satanic Rituals and Human Sacrifice at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival. A very important report that needs to go viral. Okay, wow. Listen, I could get sucked into the whole Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and I've been following it, and it's incredibly evil what's happening. We have learned that the prosecutors, according to four witnesses now, told them to lie on police reports and more because this was a political hit job. And now we have James O'Keefe speaking on Sean Hannity Monday night, but it just started getting picked up yesterday, and I had a chance to watch it. 10 FBI agents raid him. They grab all his notes, all his information, his two of his phones with donor information, all his journalistic material, total violation of the First Amendment. So it's very, very painful to see the country go from being corrupt and out of control to the Democratic Party from the top down being a legion of lying criminals. People ask, how do I take it when the courts engage in behavior that would make, again, a third world dictatorship blush? And I explain, hey, it's happening to everybody. This is a movement of tyranny. This is a movement of abject total corruption. They have decided to do it. And so I've got clip after clip of the prosecution's witnesses when they get on stand like something out of a Perry Mason TV episode and saying, I was told a lie. I've been threatened that I need to lie, but I'm not going to lie. Wow. Wow. I mean, I've never in all my years of watching court stuff, and I've been into it since I was a little kid, I know most of you have as well, on court TV, all of it, never seen four witnesses in 2 days put on the stand by the prosecutor say, the prosecutor told me to lie, pointing at him. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, in my Sandy Hook cases, they literally get up on the stand, the judges do, from the bench, and they just say things that have no representation to reality. It's the same thing. And you're sitting there watching it, and they think it's funny. They're enjoying it. It's like they've been given a permission slip from the devil to just do whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want. And it's just a wall of lies. The media, the lawyers, the judges, the system. In Rittenhouse, they got a judge that's actually following the law and sounds sane. And now even the Young Turks have come out and said, okay, we've been watching the Rittenhouse trial, and it looks like he was defending himself, and we were wrong, because they know they're about to get massive egg on their face. But there have been a lot of famous cases where you hear about prosecutors, and they know that somebody's innocent, and they know who actually did it, and they don't care. A lot of sick, sick, evil people become prosecutors. But a lot of sick, evil people also just are Democrats in general. I mean, there are some bad Republicans, too. Don't get me wrong. But they're usually just cowards or stupid. With Democrats, it's next level. Yeah, the headlines are all on InfoWars.com and Gateway Pundits have got it. And it just goes on from there. It's simply incredible. In fact, here's some of the headlines I was just actually talking about right here. Rittenhouse trial witnesses, prosecutors asked him to change his statement to police. Those are the video clips we have. But you know what? Not covering Rittenhouse today. Not going to do it. Not going to go to any more of it. I'm done talking about it. And you know why? Because as important as this is, we know the system's corrupt. We know it's out of control. This is a great illustration of that. But you have to understand the reason they don't care. Because they are waging war on us. The globalists have greenlit the shutting off of our energy, the collapsing of our borders, the demoralization of our children. Microsoft and Apple fund drag queen story time nationwide and worldwide in Western Europe with convicted pedophiles going into schools to literally start preparing your children in their own words, grooming them in their own words. I mean, this is at city council meetings. We're here to groom your children. We're coming for them. You won't stop us. Remember the San Francisco choir? It was like, we will groom your children. They belong to us. Ha, ha, ha. We're coming for them. I mean, it's a satanic world government corporate-backed takeover, overthrowing the Christian ethos and replacing it with paganism, which is human sacrifice and death and barbarism. It is the Jacobin French Revolution 2.0. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you.
to the Alex Jones Show. And I am not bringing out all of this crazy information to demoralize you or to depress you. I'm doing it because I think you're like me. I think you want to know about the problems so you can do something about it. I will say this, though. We now have a lot of government documents, a lot of corporate documents admitting that all of big tech, Hollywood, Facebook, is designed to make you afraid, depressed, and alone. And these people really are committed to just absolutely cold-bloodedly destroying civilization and killing the vast majority of the population. And they are reestablishing paganism. They're bringing in neo-paganism, where the ritualistic blood sport murder of fellow humans is the national or global pastime. And that's done to destroy your conscience so that when your neighbors are being drug away, you're going to think it's funny. And when you're getting drug away, they're going to think it's funny. The veneer of civilization is basically gone. And I'm just here to let everybody know that this is all strategically being directed. Here's the headline for the show today, and I think it's very, very important. Wednesday Live. Globalism is the disease. Everything else is a symptom. And that's totally true. So Kyle Rittenhouse is a great young man, and I've had his mother on, and I've supported him. And Kyle Rittenhouse has done an incredible job, and he's on the stand right now. And now you've had four of the witnesses come out yesterday and today and say that they were told to lie and that they did lie because of threats. I've got the clips right here on my clipboard. But if we just focus in on that like a soap opera, we lose the answer to why it's happening. See, what's happening to Rittenhouse is a symptom of the disease. And the disease is the New World Order, is globalism, and it's taking over the world. They already did this in Europe. Soros and others got their prosecutors in. And if you defend yourself in England, I remember reading this 30 years ago when I was first starting to get into politics and things and covering it on there 28 years ago, where you'd hear about farmer robbed three times, pushed gypsy assailant through the window after the gypsy tried to stab him. And the man is going to serve 20 years in prison for defending himself. Stuff like that. And you think, man, that'll never come to America. And then it does. I mean, hell, they try to charge cops that shoot back at people that are shooting at them. And so you look at that. And you look at Rittenhouse out there trying to help people, and he's being shot at by a convicted child rapist, and a bunch of other criminals are chasing him. And then they're all over the news lying about Rittenhouse, despite the fact all the video came out. And finally, when they're on the stand and swear their oath before God, they say, oh, the prosecutor right there, he told me to lie. I did chase Rittenhouse with a gun. I mean, that is dramatic information. It's all on InfoWars.com. You want to go see that. But do you know what is in my stack today? From the West Coast to the East Coast, from the South to the North, from Michigan to Louisiana, from Florida to California, I have articles of schools being closed. Elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools. And do you know why they're closed? They tell you in the local news. We were already understaffed because a lot of people have been fired as they wouldn't have a shot. But now we're shut down because so many people that took their vaccines, Pfizer is the main one, are sicker in the hospital. That's on ABC News in local towns. That's on NBC News. But you'll never see it on the national news. Oh, you'll see fake stories about, you know, ivermectin, tens of thousands poisoned, thousands dying, hospitals around the block, total lies, all fake, not one person in the hospital. But I have a stack of articles around the country. There's one of them, ABC News 12 out of Michigan. Saginaw, is that right? Township school closes Monday because of staffing shortages. Will reopen Tuesday. And when you read down, it says they're closed because so many people are sick from the shot. It's not even in the frickin' headline. Some districts have had to close entirely because of outbreaks of the virus, while others only partially. And then you read, a large number of staff members had negative reactions to the COVID booster they received over the weekend. There's actually a press release by the school district about multiple schools having to close because a large percentage, quote, in fact, guys, it's in a Don Salazar's article from yesterday, but I forgot to tell you, will you print me the actual letter that's on Facebook from the school? If it's even still up there, they'll probably take it down. So that's just one town. I could spend the whole next hour on the hundreds of teachers sick. Yeah, there's a letter. From the injection. Let's read that to radio listeners. A large number of our staff had negative reactions to the COVID booster shot given at a clinic over the weekend, resulting in absences today. As you may be aware, there's already a substantial teacher staff shortage throughout the state of Michigan because of the four shots, further complicating the availability to cover these absences. Please note, we notified parents as quickly as we could yesterday. Thank you for understanding. And now they want your five-year-olds to take it. The Pfizer and Moderna shot have been banned collectively in over 150 countries. We've written articles about it with links. This got banned in a third European country, the Moderna did today, in under 30s, because of a substantive increase in cardiovascular problems, heart attacks, you name it. And what does the CEO of Pfizer, our medical dictator, he's the model of the future, Davos Group said years ago, we will have corporate CEOs directing the planet. He's on an Atlantic Council program with some globalist stooges. The Atlantic Council is like the brain of the country, of Obama and the whole Stay Behind Network. And I mean, our enemies, that's them. I mean, they're directing the forced inoculations, drag queen story time, open borders, everything. He's got some weird Thurston Howell mummy. I notice you have a problem with the fake news. He goes, I've been talking to the CIA and FBI. We'll be dealing with these dark forces. Everyone will take their shots and their boosters. He goes, I understand why they don't want to take it, but they will. I mean, it's all a world government, world ID takeover. Out of the gates, they're killing us. And they just sit there saying we're criminals and that we will be dealt with. Oh, we know you're dealing with the children. You're dealing with all the people dying. Oh, we know you're evil. We know you got your act together and run the governments. Believe us. Oh, I've got a bunch of other public figures having massive heart attacks after the shot in my little stack today. Remember, this is all just today's stack. So the head of Pfizer has declared war on you and your family. And he says he's coming after you. Well, we already know he's coming after us. Hell, he's Hitler 2.0. Stay with us. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years and is going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself. Get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient and fund the InfoWar today at 360Win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back live, my friends. So, let me just do this way, and then I'm going to go to the clips. And I said I wasn't going to cover the Rittenhouse thing. I can't help myself. I just saw a clip during the break of the judge screaming at the prosecutor, basically. I mean, this is just blowing up in these criminals' faces. But they can't help it. And yes, I think the prosecutor's a criminal. We have all these witnesses saying he told them to lie on police reports and on the stand. But he won't get any trouble. He'll probably get a job at the DNC. Hell, they'll probably make him the next attorney general. You know what? We got a bunch of these clips. It's ongoing. Rittenhouse is still on the stand. Next hour, we'll play a bunch of these clips. I can't help myself. We're going to do that. So we've got the highlights for you as it on is ongoing. It's just such a spectacle. And look, I knew they were corrupt. I knew the system was out of control. But they have gotten so much worse now. I mean, it is crazy. In the last 5 years, I'm not exaggerating when I say I've seen thousands of articles about me personally that in many cases, nothing in them is true. You see, we see a story, we think, okay, maybe they're twisting, maybe they're spinning, maybe they're lying a little here, a little there. No, they put out articles that none of it's true. They just assault you with a wall of fraud. And then they want to trick you to re-engage with them and debate and discuss it. It's mental illness. That's how they force you into their negative worldview, by always putting out false charges, by always lying, by always obfuscating. I mean, think about this. We've had Fauci, and we've had the head of the CDC, the head of the NIH, the head of the FDA, the head of Pfizer, Bill Gates, the puppet president, the vice president. We've seen them all say, we don't just need to censor people that put out vaccine disinformation. We want them arrested. And now they're 1 inch in England and the UK and Australia. Actually, Australia already did it, to pass laws to arrest you if you just criticize lockdowns. And they've declared it's the number one terror threat in America is people that don't want new lockdowns or forced inoculations. They're literally saying you're a terrorist if we can't put an experimental shot in you that's been hurting and killing a bunch of people. I mean, we're not moving towards a nightmare science fiction dystopia. Baby, we're in it. Okay? We're in it. I mean, these are really evil people taking a shot at us. And then, what is disinformation? Oh, that the shot doesn't protect you or can make you sick. All real. That it destroys your immunity. All confirmed. That it's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. And then the very people, like the CDC head said a month ago, the vaccine doesn't protect you, so you got to take a booster. That doesn't even make sense. Well, now she says again, it's 100%. It 100% protects you. Total lie. She went on, along with the Surgeon General, it's like a Muppet in a space captain outfit, saying natural immunity is no good. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the lying out of these people and the flip-flopping would make an Olympic gymnast blush. Mary Lou Retton has nothing on these people. In her prime. The backflips, the side flips, it's just, but again, that's their mental illness. They want you to engage with them and their fraud. And the question is, how do you transcend them? How do we just move on and go, okay, we know you're criminals, we know you're liars, when there are the prosecutors, the judges, the mayors, the politicians, the FBI agents, the bureaucrats, the Hollywood people, all of it. So I go back. I can read you all these articles, play all these incredible clips for 10 hours, but none of it matters if you don't get this. Wednesday Live. That's the show title today. I always put an article up. That I'm letting you know what the main thrust is. Wednesday Live. Globalism is the disease. Everything else is a symptom. And that's true. I mean, they run the show. They've got the power. They stole control of the banks. They control the issuance of currency and credit. And they don't need to fix anything. They don't need to try to make everything work well, because they are organizing the collapse of civilization to get rid of us and hand themselves all the power and the future destiny of our species, which they say they're going to end, and that we're a failed species. They talk like an enemy alien race. I don't know if they're aliens, but they sure as hell might as well be aliens. They're saying they're about to end us, and this new species is going to rise of silicon. Their religion is killing humanity. Their religion is saying we're ugly and bad, when we're the opposite. We are made by the divine. So let me do this. I'm going to calm down and get focused. It's just going over this news every day. It is hard for me to be able to cover it, but I know it's hard for you to tune in and want to know the truth. I understand. It's a struggle to fight this, but you know what? I'm going to say something very important here. That's because God's in us, and God is angry and upset about this. You are blessed, and I am blessed, that we are so upset and so frustrated and so disgusted by this evil, and that we have a burning desire to stop it. That's because we are aligned with God. Imperfect and sinners as we are aligned with God, and this is a normal state. When you've got this level of evil going on, you're damn right we're supposed to be upset. We're not supposed to be comfortable. And believe me, I'm good at being comfortable. I like hiking. I like sports. I like golf. I like to play golf. I like to go out on boats, and I like to lay out and drink beer, and I like to stargaze, and I like to have sex and all the rest of that stuff. But I can tell you this, I don't even give a damn about any of that, because I understand this is when the evil's making its move on us now, ladies and gentlemen. It is hammering us. It is attacking us. We are in a war. And everyone needs to get the fact that this is a war. This is a war. This is a war. This is a war on humanity. And it's good old-fashioned evil. We have been tolerant. We have allowed evil to grow. And so it is blooming, and it is taking over. And it wants to kill everybody. You know what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole with the New World Order? Death. Destruction of our children. I mean, what you saw at that little satanic event definitely was in Houston over the weekend is just a small taste of what's coming. Because the show just goes on. The ritual just goes on. They don't care you're dying. They don't care you're being trampled. And now it turns out the literature, the plan, the police plan, the security plan of get ready for dead people. They're going to be Smurfs. And then the poster is Smurfs, living humans going through a door, and now they're dead. And Hieronymus Bosch, you walk into the mouth being devoured by Moloch into hell, and the portals and the angel of fire. It's a spirit. It's a program. It's an operating system. And you can download it. You can take it on. You can become possessed. You can seethe with demonic energy. But always there is blood involved. Always there is death involved, because that's what these entities demand. Interspace, interdimensional, alien attack. Working through our mind that is in every dimension. We're not just trapped in the third dimension. And the entire thing is about luring us into this metaverse. What do you think going to outside at night and you're there in the crowd and everything is now these huge stages and lights and portals? That is VR. You are being transported in your mind interdimensionally to another place, to a gate, to an opening. All right, I'm going to calm down. Folks, I haven't even scratched the surface. I've got a stack of news across the country. Michigan, one article about a bunch of schools closed because the teachers are so sick from the shots. And you're like, hey, that's dangerous. We should do something. Shut up. I'm the CEO of Pfizer, and I've got the FBI and CIA coming after you. You're the bad guy. Well, I mean, what do we have to lose? They're coming after our children. They think we're just going to sit there while they maim and kill our children. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to get to that when we come back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Still affected by it, but you understand it, and you are free from it. You are complete. All right, let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just show you some headlines. I'm going to play this chilling video. Again, I'm going to recap this again. Hundreds of articles, dozens of incredible clips, all of it. This is the most important thing, in my view, for Congress, for governors, for you, for other leaders around the world. Globalism is the disease. Everything else is a symptom of that disease. Now, here are the articles that are so life-saving. You know, take this. Show this to your school district. Hell, they're going to have the same reports themselves. We're all under attack. We can just pretend like, oh, you're the school board. You're immune from this. No, you're going to die too. Oh, you're an FBI agent. You're immune from all this corruption. Bull! In my experience, people that serve evil are in more danger and have more bad stuff happen to them than people that go up against it. A lot of people join evil out of fear. They find out it's real. They go, whoa, let me bow down to it. That may work for a while, but they always end up eating you. And I mean that figuratively. Look at this headline by Don Salazar last night. This needs to be retweeted. This needs to be everywhere. Last night I saw this article. And then I went and looked on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, just nowhere. Not even our article, just no one even knows about it. School shuts down after a large number of staff suffer adverse reactions from COVID booster jab. Then when I actually went and checked in Michigan, it's a bunch of school districts are saying the same thing on their websites, but no one's picking it up. It got picked up one place in Michigan, ABC News 12, and they bury it in the article that the large portion, a large group got sick, and that other schools got sick. I mean, how huge is that? Yeah, that's bigger than Rittenhouse. He's a good young man. He's a hero. I support him. They're trying to rig his trial. It's blowing up in their face. Yeah. But it's like somebody walks up and stabs you and you're bleeding to death and we all focus on a drop of blood on the ground. How about who just stabbed us and who's about to stab us again? Fatally. How about we fight for our lives against the big attack, not the drop of blood on the ground? And I said that about myself. People are like, oh, Alex, how are you handling being attacked? How are you handling? Listen, they're coming after our children with poison shots. I'm not worried about me. I get hundreds of calls a week from national media, international media. You know, oh, please interview us. Oh, we want you in this documentary, that documentary. Oh, and I'm like, do you understand this is a civilization collapsing weapon they've launched? Do you have children? Do you understand how much danger you're in? Look at this headline. A large number of our staff had negative reactions to the COVID booster shot. It's the booster. It's worse than what they give you. At a clinic over the weekend, resulting in absences today. As you may be aware, there is already a substantive teacher staff shortage throughout the state of Michigan, further complicating the availability to cover those absences. Please note, we notified parents as quickly as we could. Thank you for your understanding. Saginaw Township. And then I got a whole stack right here of other places it's happened. And you know we're only hearing about a fraction of them. Because it's vaccine disinfo if you talk about how you got sick or died. Facebook and Twitter and all of them just ban people's husbands, wives, mothers, fathers that complain about getting sick or dying. Oh, you can't do that. You had a heart attack? We're deleting you off Instagram. Yes, your doctor came out and said it wasn't the best shot, and you're not a liar, but you're not allowed to do that. Just the criminal, willful censorship while they're killing us, telling us we can't talk about it. And then having that monster, that Pfizer CEO, that veterinarian that sees us all as animals come out and say, I understand so sweetly those of you that are genuinely scared, but there's some bad people that misled you, and the CIA and FBI are going to get these dark forces, Pfizer. You paid the biggest fines in history for knowingly putting drugs out that you knew were killing people. You're a eugenics monster, part of the New World Order, the entire agenda is to take over, the Atlantic Council that you popped up on to attack us is literally one of the main brain centers of the entire globalist operation. And like, where did they dig up the Atlantic accent, you know, 10th generational creature, you know, Richie Rich thug, you know, to sit there and interview him all foppish, like, oh, I have a problem with your fake news, your lordship. Yes, but I talked to the FBI and CIA. We'll be dealing with them soon. But I love the people that are scared. I understand you're scared. It's because evil people lie to you. The shot is good. It's good for you. It works quite well. And you will have boosters now. Oh, let's go further. Fully vaccinated choir concert ends in substantial COVID-19 outbreak because they're sloughing it. That's in the Pfizer own report. People who spread misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines are criminals, says Pfizer CEO. I say buying off the governments, buying off the health departments of the Western world, and then forcing an experimental shot on people and then suppressing the fact it's killing people and maiming them, and when we complain about it, saying you want us arrested, is the talk of real thugs, real James Bond villains. And now they're banning people from grocery stores in Germany and outdoor markets. It's all a takeover, a vaccine pass for the carbon pass, in their own words. And it goes on and on and on. I've got so much I want to hit on this front. But here is Albert Bourla. Here he is at the Atlantic Council, or one of these other lizards. I mean that figuratively. is sitting there. One of the crocodiles is sitting there. And this is a good sign. They're so desperate. They're coming out of their holes. By the way, even on controlled Twitter, 90% of the people, guys, print me some of the comments. I was reading this morning. 90% of the comments, thousands are, you're evil. We know you're bad. We know, I mean, they understand. And putting up statistics and numbers and facts that they can't even deal with from their own reports. He's like, only listen to admit top science certified. When the real science actually shows they're killing us. And now they put out this ridiculous meme. Look at this. Pfizer's attempt at winning the meme war backfires disastrously. We'll be talking about that coming up. But let's just go to this declaration of war against humanity from Pfizer's CEO.
There was some fake news during this period of time about the vaccines, you know, all sorts of conspiracy theories. How did you deal with that, and how did you navigate that, and where do you feel the primary source of this sort of fake news was? How damaging was this to us?
I'm afraid it was quite a lot damaging, and there was, particularly with us, we were targeted by a lot of, let's say, dark organizations that you don't really know the ownership. You suspect that there are some countries behind. We were getting a lot of briefings from CIA, from FBI about attacks that may happen to us, cyber attacks, I mean, but also about the spread of misinformation. There are two groups of people, right? There are the people that they are vaccinated, there are people that are skeptical about the vaccination, and both of them are afraid. Those that are getting the vaccine, they are afraid of the disease, and they believe that because people are not getting vaccinated, they are increasing the risk to them. They are increasing the exposure. So they are, let's say, mad with them that they don't get the vaccine. Those that they don't get the vaccine, they're afraid of the vaccine. And they are mad with the people that are pressing them to get it.
And
there is those I understand. Yeah. They are very good people. They are decent people. That they have a fear, and I understand it, and they don't want to take chances. But there is a very small part of professionals which they circulate on purpose misinformation so that they will mislead those that they have concerned. Those people are criminals.
All right, and then they go on to never show any evidence. I've watched the whole program. No evidence of our fraud. No evidence of how we're lying. You're lying. You brought out an experimental shot. It's not even approved till 2026, but they're all over the news saying it was approved by the FDA, and they had to get a bunch of people off the board of the FDA and the CDC to finally get them to vote to do it, and said, quote, we're going to do this to find out what it does to children. Oh, that's Judas Priest music. Oh, guess what? The band took the shots, and a couple of them are fighting for their lives. One of them had 10-hour open-heart surgery 2 days after. We'll be right back with hour number two. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.